Last week, President Joe Biden announced that he was unilaterally blocking the sale of U.S. steel to Nippon Steel. Nippon Steel is the publicly traded company based in Japan. And of course, Japan is one of America's closest foreign allies. But despite that, Biden says that the potential acquisition raised national security concerns. I think what's really going on here is more about politics than anything else. This is a giveaway to Biden's union allies who didn't want the deal to go through. And it is certainly an unprecedented intervention into the economy by a chief executive. So many angles to talk about. We're going to get into all of that today. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today is Ryan Young. He's a senior economist at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and he's been following this story going back for months now. Ryan, appreciate you being here on the show now that we've finally got a decision from the Biden administration on this. Thanks for taking some time with us here today.
Thank you, Eric.
So let's get into this. Obviously, many angles here, not a lot of time to explore it all. I think we should start with the economic angle because this decision of Biden to block the sale of U.S. steel just doesn't make much sense from an economics perspective at all.
Yeah, there is no valid economic reason to stop it. If anything, it might actually create a fresh antitrust problem because the leading suitor to buy U.S. steel now is their leading domestic competitor, Cleveland Cliffs, which has been lobbying very heavily to scuttle Nippon Steel's acquisition. And when Cleveland Cliffs made an offer, they lowballed Nippon's offer by about a third. So not only would U.S. steel employees get less job security because Cleveland Cliffs doesn't have the same technology and infrastructure to modernize the plants that Nippon has. It's also bad for shareholders who get less money for the acquisition. It's just a bad deal all around.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because that's something that I've been thinking about too. Biden has stressed, you know, so much throughout his presidency. The line we keep hearing from him is like, capitalism without competition isn't capitalism, right? We've heard that so many times. They've taken a bunch of different antitrust actions, you know, blocking airline mergers, trying to spur more competition in the meat and poultry industries, all of that. This has been like a big focus for the Biden administration. And then you have Joe Biden on his way out of office, paving the way for what could be effectively a huge monopoly for a lot of different steel products in the U.S. if that Cleveland Cliffs U.S. steel merger ends up happening because this deal got blocked.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It would lead to a monopoly in several different kinds of steel. And also, it would leave Nippon weaker against China. So here we have a choice because the real competitor here is Chinese steel, which exceeds U.S. output by a great deal. Nippon strengthening an ailing U.S. steel industry would make both Japan and the U.S. stronger against China. And from a foreign policy's perspective, we really need that.
Now, Ryan, I know you're an economist, not a foreign policy guy, but since you mentioned that, I think we do need to talk about this angle of the story, too. The argument that opponents of this deal have made is that, you know, U.S. steel being bought by a foreign company is some sort of national security threat. Now, I look at Nippon Steel and I say, okay, it's a foreign company based in Japan, which is a close U.S. ally. It's also a publicly traded company, which means it's actually owned by shareholders all over the world. It's not like owned by the Japanese government or anything like that. But this is being framed as some sort of national security threat. How do you see that?
There is no truth to that. And if anything, we should be welcoming foreign investment. The U.S. right now already is the world's largest magnet for foreign investment. And the reason for that is because for all our problems, compared to the rest of the world, we have better economic institutions, more secure property rights. So if you're an investor who wants to make an investment that will pay off for years to come and it's in a stable environment that's friendly to entrepreneurs, America's the place to go. And Japan is one of our biggest foreign investors, period. The Nippon Steel proposal was for $14 billion. That's a lot of money, but it's also only about 2% of what Japanese companies invest in the U.S. in a typical year. That's on the order of $700 billion. And the more of that, the better. That's how you create jobs in America. That's how you create more output. That's how you refresh ailing industries. It's a win-win, and President Biden trying to stop that is nothing but a special interest to stop.
Yeah, I still can't figure out like how it's okay for Toyota to build factories here and invest in America, but somehow it's not okay for Nippon Steel to buy U.S. steel and invest billions of dollars in American steelmaking. Just doesn't make sense to me. We're talking with Ryan Young. He's a senior economist at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, talking about this honestly mind-boggling decision from the Biden administration, even though it's a decision that I think has been really telegraphed for months now. Biden has said that he didn't like this deal, that he was trying to find ways to block it. Now that's finally happened. Last thing, and I'll let you go after this, just about a minute left here, but quickly, there is that 30-day window. Another important thing is going to happen within those 30 days, and that thing is that Biden will no longer be president. Donald Trump will be inaugurated later this month. Trump has indicated on the campaign trail that he also wanted to block the deal, and J.D. Vance, his incoming vice president, has been even more out there in talking about why he doesn't think this deal should go through. There's reasons for that, of course. Vance is from Ohio. Cleveland Cliffs wants to buy U.S. Steel. They're also based in Ohio, all of that. Is there any chance that Trump revisits this, or is there at least the possibility that he could?
It's unlikely. It is possible, but it's unlikely. Although another issue in play is that U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel have filed lawsuits. So maybe Trump will want to stick it to Biden by reversing one of his decisions. That's unlikely, but it is possible. Or maybe the lawsuits will force the hand one way or the other. So it's not over yet, but it sure does feel that way.
Yeah, so it's not over yet, but certainly a big development in this past week in something that's been kind of percolating for the past year or so here. And as I said before, I'll say it again, really just, I think, a mind-boggling decision for the president to tell a company based in a close U.S. ally that for some reason you can't invest billions of dollars in the United States and for American workers. Really just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Ryan, though, thank you for trying to make some sense of it with me. We're unfortunately out of time for today. Thanks for joining us here.
Thank you.
And once again, that's Ryan Young. He's a senior economist at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. You can find his work online at CEI.org. Follow our coverage of this issue and the upcoming inauguration and everything else going on in DC and around the country at Reason.com. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.